This is Jay Sekulow. He's a former president. He's meeting with the terrorist organization. Is he violating the laws of the United States?
You expect hugs when presidents meet with leaders of allied countries. But when they meet with leaders of organizations who hate America, in fact, line up with our enemies, that's another thing.
The enemies Israel is fighting are our enemies. These are people determined not only to destroy Israel, but to destroy America.
Yet today, Jimmy Carter, greeted by a leading member of the terrorist group Hamas.
We need to end the occupation and feel that the rest of the people will be able to build our free and independent Palestinian state.
A very bad guy who's been linked to the murders of at least 26 Americans. And he reportedly gave Carter a big, friendly hug.
I found that no member of the Israeli government would speak to me. I won't go into detail about it, but it didn't break my heart. It added a sign of some excitement and spice to the trip.
Infuriating members of the Israeli government already upset by Carter's trip to the Middle East.
The problem is not that I met with Hamas and Syria. The problem is that Israel and the United States refuse to meet with these people who must be involved.
Our phone lines are open for you, folks. We've got an outrage developing of international proportions, and that is Jimmy Carter meeting with, negotiating with, discussing with Hamas. Now, let me remind everyone that's listening to this broadcast. It was just a few weeks ago we were talking about the fact that we were leading a UN delegation from our American Center for Law and Justice, our European Center for Law and Justice affiliates, into Israel to go into the Gaza Strip and the West Bank to have meetings, to have hearings. What was the issue? Hamas's brutality, including murder of Christians in the Gaza Strip and West Bank. So what happens? Jimmy Carter goes in and negotiates, as a former president of the United States, with a group of individuals and terrorists that are sworn for Israel's destruction and, as you just heard, have wreaked at least 25 deaths on Americans. This is who Jimmy Carter is negotiating with, and we are outraged. The good news is so are members of the United States Congress. I want to know what you think about Jimmy Carter's actions here. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. 1-800-684-3110. And folks, let me give you more outrage. You know who's funding the Carter Center? You and me. Taxpayer dollars? About $20 million in the last few years. Than Bennett, who's our deputy director of our Office of Governmental Affairs, is following this in Washington. Than, what's the latest there?
Jay, this is a mind-boggling situation. As you said, President Carter spent the last several days in the Middle East attempting to broker peace talks. But when he did that, he violated U.S. policy by meeting with terrorists, specifically Hamas leader Khalid Mashal. Now, there are really two fundamental problems with this, Jay, and you've already laid out them out a little bit. But one, there's a reason the United States doesn't negotiate with terrorists. If these acts of violence eventually get these terrorists what they want or gain them an audience with people of influence like former President Carter, those violent acts are just going to increase in the future. But more appalling to me, Jay, is the second issue, and that is the ignorance that it shows when it's coming from a foreign former president. Any foreign policy is only as good as the actions that back up those words. And this action clearly undercut a policy that's been in place since 1995 under President Clinton and President Bush. Can you imagine the outrage if a similar undercutting action happened during President Carter's administration? The president of all people should know better. This is a dangerous act. It's dangerously close to treason, if you ask
me.
Yeah,
but it's more than dangerous. It's subversive to this aspect of it. Is he's meeting with leaders of governments that are the sworn enemies of the United States. And, Than, that's what's now moving congressional action here. And what makes it worse is we're paying for all of this.
Absolutely. $19 million since 2001 when the Carter Center was opened. Taxpayers are sending money to the Jimmy Carter Center, which is supposed to engage in peace negotiations. However, that is supposed to be consistent with U.S. policy. Fortunately, Congressman Nolenberg, who we're going to talk to in a few minutes, has sponsored legislation that will hopefully cease those fundings flowing to the Carter Center in the future.
This idea, folks, that we're funding Jimmy Carter's efforts to deal with Hamas is outrageous. And we've got Congressman Nolenberg's going to be on the program in a moment. But let me tell you, he's got legislation. It's actually called the Carter Act, and that's to have a coordinated response for acts and groups involved in terror so that you don't have this freewheeling freelance that you've got going on right now. We need your names of support added to this. We want to make sure your taxpayer dollars are not going to fund Jimmy Carter. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Call that number now. Let's stop the funding of the Carter Center with our taxpayer dollars.
The problem is not that I met with Hamas and Syria. The problem is that Israel and the United States refused to meet with these people who must be involved.
Against the advice of the White House and members of Congress, former President Jimmy Carter decided to meet with Hamas, one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. It's the same group that's targeting the nation of Israel and the same group that's killed Christians in the West Bank and Gaza. Now there's an effort on Capitol Hill to fight back. There's new legislation that will strip federal funding from President Carter's Georgia-based Carter Center. Nearly $20 million, your federal tax money, already has gone to Carter's organization. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in support of this important legislation. Send a strong message. If you meet with terrorists, you pay a price. Stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. Sign on to the ACLJ petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
This is my right.
My decision was just to talk to people who must be involved in the final peace agreement, who are excluded at this point from any discussions leading to a peace agreement.
Those are the words of Jimmy Carter, and the group he's talking about, the people that he's talking about, are the leadership of Hamas, a terrorist organization bent on the destruction of Israel, harming the United States, and is the center of a controversy that developed over the last several months with their treatment of people of religious faith that are not devout Muslims in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Remember, it was Hamas that was in charge of, unfortunately, the beheading of that Christian bookstore owner in the Gaza Strip. So this is a very serious situation. And folks, we're taking direct action on this. We've got a petition that we're going to be sending to Congress, and we're going to be talking to the congressman that is sponsoring legislation to defund the Carter Center. If you want to add your name to this, by the way, and we need you to do so today, 877-989-2255 is the number. You're talking about $20 million of taxpayer money has gone to the Carter Center. You're talking about an ex-president, a former president, that is doing basically a one-person foreign policy mission with no authority from the United States. It's raised a lot of problems on Capitol Hill and a lot of issues. And a congressman who's been known to strong support for Israel, strong support for America and America's defense, Congressman Joe Nolenberg is our guest. He is, of course, the Republican congressman from the 9th District of Michigan. By the way, we're hearing from Democrats, too. I noticed that Joe Lieberman spoke out this weekend on it as well. Congressman, thanks for being with us today.
You bet, Jay. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what led you to your move here as far as getting this legislation forward, and what was the motivating force, and what's the aim here?
First of all, about 4 or 5 days before I actually dropped this bill, I sent him a letter, and that letter made it very clear that I objected to what he was planning on doing. At that time, he hadn't left the U.S., but in fact, what he has done, he ignored the letter, and I could sense that that was coming. And so after 4 or 5 days later, I decided I'm going to drop a bill that will, in fact, impact what he is doing. The Carter Center, as you correctly state, is an organization that we appropriate something like close to $20 million now over the last 5 or 6 years. So that's not chicken feed. And these are taxpayer dollars. That's the hard part about it. So I think what we've got to do is simply say that's not acceptable. It's not tolerable. We don't deal with terrorists, and he shouldn't either. And in my I haven't searched this totally, but I don't believe ever in the history of this country that we had a former president who maligned the existing administration, or certainly maligned the U.S. policy. And U.S. policy is being attacked here by Jimmy Carter.
You know, it's interesting, Congressman, because we've got, with our large staff of lawyers, I had over the weekend research done from some of our government affairs legal team on the issue, exactly what you talked about. And there was actually an act of Congress that was passed, signed by President Washington in 1799, called the Logan Act. And that was an attempt by there, an individual, not a president, though you're correct, not a former president, trying to interfere with the United States foreign policy as it related to France at the time of their revolution and shortly thereafter. What's interesting about this is it's been applied a couple of other times, although it's been around for 200 years. It's generally these kind of situations. Now, it's never been with an ex-president or former president before, But Congressman, that almost makes that worse here, that you've got someone that has the prestige and dignity of being the former president of the United States, and he's sitting down, contrary to U.S. policy, both Democratic and Republican here, bipartisan policy, you don't deal with terrorists. And yep. He's sitting down and bragging about the fact, frankly, and we've got the sound clips on this, that he's meeting with Hamas and Hamas leadership, embraced by them, while the Israelis, of course, won't meet with them because they're not going to negotiate with Hamas.
Yeah, as I say, the U.S. government has to break ties with President Carter simply because of the fact that we as a nation have to speak with a clear voice against terrorism, and his irresponsible actions are having consequences. And the former president, Mr. Carter, is being totally irresponsible in meeting with terrorists, and there must be consequences. And if not, and this is exactly what I thought would happen, if he doesn't stay away from this, then others might follow his lead. And already, as you know, we have the terrorists themselves who are beginning to suggest that they're being legitimized and they're being looked at now more reasonably than sure. They were before, simply because of Jimmy Carter. That's just exactly what we don't want to have happen.
Now, you've promoted some legislation or put forward some legislation, which we're going to back and back aggressively this week and get a lot of people that are going to be signing petitions, which will get over to your offices and your colleagues as well. Congressman, tell us about the legislation you put forward. You were the first person to speak out on this, and we're really glad, Congressman Nolenberg, you did. What is the main thrust of the legislation?
It's simply this. The appropriate committee, which is the Foreign Operations Committee, has the responsibility of appropriating money for a variety of things, obviously, and one of those happens to be the Carter Center. Carter Center gets, as I say, between $4 and $5 million a year, and this has gone on for some time. What my bill does is it strips out that funding, and that means that he is not going to get that funding in the coming year, if obviously we're successful. And your point about contacting various congressmen around the country, that's a great idea, congressmen and senators, and ask them to support this legislation that sends a clear message to President Carter. And also it sends a clear message, I think, to we don't want any more of this. We don't need a one-man foreign policy roadshow. And the thing about Mr. Carter that bothers me is, for some reason, he thinks that he has this right to act on his own. And I happen to see this as something that goes beyond what he is. He is a former president. Yes, he's a citizen. But as a citizen, he doesn't have a right to go out and do whatever he wants, and that's exactly what he's doing. And he's hurting himself, and I think he's hurting this nation by trying to broker an arrangement. And I, at this moment, don't believe that he's having much success in the conversations with the particular terrorist he's talking to, but they seem to kind of glow in the sunlight on this thing. Because
sure.
We're talking to a former president.
Yeah, it's giving him legitimacy. Last question, Congressman. I know you've got a lot on your plate today and a lot of things going on. We appreciate you taking time. You touched on this. How important is it for the American people to be contacting their congressman, speaking out on this issue, to move this forward so that we're not using taxpayer dollars to support an effort to undercut U.S. policy?
Very important. Let me just tell you, I would also say, Jay, anything that you can do, and I know you're doing it, you can communicate this to other colleagues of yours. I think it's important that people call their member of Congress, their senator, and just ask them to consider supporting this bill, because that's the kind of response that we need. And I think it's a grassroots effort. You're obviously committed to continue in that phase. So I would say do that. We need that kind of help, because we do not need any more of this offering that is being put out there by, as I said once before, the one-man foreign policy roadshow. That's kind of what it is.
Congressman, we appreciate you taking time. Do know we're going to keep in contact with your office. We're going to talk to your colleagues as well. We appreciate you taking the lead on what I think is one of the most important pieces of legislation to be introduced in the last couple of weeks, no doubt about it. Thank you, Congressman Nolenberg.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Very good. Folks, you heard what the congressman said. I want to reiterate and underscore something here, folks. This is outrageous. By the way, the act is called the Carter Act. That's the legislation that Congressman Nolenberg put forward, and it is really to have a coordinated American response to extreme radicals act. That's what it's called. It happens to be the acronym is Carter. By meeting with Hamas, ex-president Carter has undermined significantly, as you know, U.S. policy. But folks, what makes it worse is you and I are paying for this, and that is absolutely outrageous. So here's what we want you to do. You go to your phones right now. Everybody that's listening to me should be opposing what Jimmy Carter's doing, but also not having your taxpayer dollars go to it. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up, by the way, online at ACLJ.org. It's simply the Carter Act. We're backing it. We're going to put up the numbers for Congress and the Senate on your screen. Contact your congressman as well and your senator. Tell them to back the Carter Act. We don't want taxpayer dollars going to the Carter Center, which allows Jimmy Carter, the former president, to do exactly what he is negotiating with terrorists. This is what he's doing. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. We're going to go right to our phones. You can also sign up, by the way, ACLJ.org. Let's go to Paul, who's calling from Idaho, line 4. Hi, Paul.
Morning, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I believe what Carter did is treasonous, and if anybody that, like you and I, would have done something like that, we'd be sitting in Guantanamo Bay right now.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, Paul, that under the USA Patriot Act, and we've got this being posted to our website. It may not be up there right this moment, but it'll be up there in the next few minutes. There's a Logan Act, and there's also the USA Patriot Act. And the USA Patriot Act says you can't give aid and abet and give advice to terrorist organizations, which sounds like exactly what Jimmy Carter was doing, what President Carter was doing. Now, we're not, like Congressman Nolenberg said, we're not going to know this until we get the information back. But this is what we're concerned about. But again, it's your taxpayer dollars going to this. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Your reaction to Jimmy Carter negotiating with Hamas. We've got, in about a minute, we're taking a break, but I want to get Than Bennett back in the conversation, our Deputy Director of Government Affairs. Than, as far as speaking out on this issue, right now seems to be the critical week for this to get the momentum to move this forward.
Oh, it's absolutely critical, Jay. You hit it on the head. The key here is the bipartisan nature of this effort that Congressman Nolenberg is leading. You know, a lot of times these efforts to defund programs are very partisan. They're very symbolic. But there is a real chance that this could happen. We've had more than 50 members of Congress send letters supporting Congressman Nolenberg's position. Howard Berman, the Democrat chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is supporting this position. It is absolutely critical that in the next few days our members contact their members of Congress, build the momentum, and possibly we could see this defunding actually happen.
Now, folks, this is a critically important issue. We don't want to negotiate with Hamas, and we don't want Jimmy Carter doing that negotiation for the United States. 877-989-2255 is the number. Now, that's 877-989-2255. You're signing on to support the Carter Act, which is to defund the Carter Center, who's engaging with the terrorists, folks. It's absurd as it sounds. It's absurd as it is. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. We're going to be back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at ACLJ.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
The problem is not that I met with Hamas and Syria. The problem is that Israel and the United States refused to meet with these people who must be involved.
Against the advice of the White House and members of Congress, former President Jimmy Carter decided to meet with Hamas, one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. It's the same group that's targeting the nation of Israel and the same group that's killed Christians in the West Bank and Gaza. Now there's an effort on Capitol Hill to fight back. There's new legislation that will strip federal funding from President Carter's Georgia Georgia-based Carter Center. Nearly $20 million, your federal tax money, already has gone to Carter's organization. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in support of this important legislation. Send a strong message. If you meet with terrorists, you pay a price. Stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. Sign on to the ACLJ petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
We are being isolated. We know that this is what, part of the Israeli propaganda machine to stigmatize Hamas with terrorism. Everybody knows that we are a moderate movement. We are representing the mainstream Islam in the region. And we are willing to bridge the gap between Islam and the West.
You know, they must think we're in another planet here. I mean, folks, this is by the way, a leader of Hamas, who Jimmy Carter, of course, is former president of the United States, decides to negotiate with. This is the same Hamas that not only is lobbing rockets into Israel every day, it's the same Hamas that's killing Christians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, without apology, by the way, without any sense of remorse. This is their propaganda. No, this is what they're really doing. And Jimmy Carter is meeting with these people in the region. He's meetings with the leaders of Hamas. Now, listen to the Israeli government, of course, as the U.S. would not speak to him on this. Listen to what he said about the Israelis, President Carter talking about the Israeli government leadership.
I found that no member of the Israeli government would speak to me. I won't go into detail about it, but it didn't break my heart. It added a sign of some excitement and spice to the trip.
You know, It breaks my heart that he's going over there representing the U.S. interests and at the same time negotiating with Hamas without authority, which I think is clearly contravenes our federal authority, but also I think raises serious questions under the USA Patriot Act and the historic Logan Act. Folks, we want to make sure, but here's what makes it worse. You and I are funding this. I mean, this is the Carter Center is being funded by us. That's the outrage here. And we need you to go to your phones right now. I need to hear from thousands of you, as we did last week on with that student. Where, by the way, that case is moving forward. We hope to have it resolved by the end of this week, the case involving Gina. So we'll give you an update on that later in the week. But we need you to go to your phones right now and make sure your taxpayer dollars are not going to support Jimmy Carter Center to engage in negotiations with Hamas. It's called the Carter Act. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. As you already know, we've got lawyers working on the situation. We've got lawyers that are doing research on it. We've already posted some of that research. We're going to continue to work on it. Our government affairs team is working on it. But we've got to hear from you to support Congressman Nolenberg. 877-989-2255 to defund Jimmy Carter. Let's go to Dar, is calling from Washington on line 6. Hi, Dar.
Oh, Jay, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, after hearing this, not as well as I was.
Sorry about that.
The thing is, you know, President Carter, it's a sad state of affairs when our president or our past president has to take this kind of initiative. The question I had two. One, Jimmy Carter, as far as I can see, has no more authority to negotiate with anyone than you or I would.
That's correct.
In this country.
That's correct. But he adds the prestige. But he has the prestige when he goes and meets of being
correct.
A former president of the United States, which tends to legitimize the people he's negotiating with. Which in this case happens to be one of the leading terrorist organizations in the world. What's the second part, Dar?
The second part was, I mean, the stopping the funding should be immediate. I mean, that goes without question.
Right.
I can't see why we would ever fund it. Number two, if President Carter has taken this initiative, is there any way that we can just do like we do to any other citizen? Just pull his passport and say, you're going nowhere.
Well, you're going to hear from Congressman Myrick. Then we've got Congressman Myrick up on Thursday. She is proposing that kind of legislation. She's so outraged about this. So she's going to be on the broadcast either on tomorrow or Thursday. We're working on that right now. Wednesday. She's on Wednesday's program. And then I'll take it a step further, and Dar, I appreciate your call on that. The outrage on this is bipartisan. That's what we're finding, Than, here. There's bipartisan outrage on this issue.
There absolutely is bipartisan outrage. You mentioned Sue Myrick, Jay. She actually has asked Secretary Rice, who has the authority to revoke passports, to do just that with Jimmy Carter's passport. She has said that, listen, he has abused his right to use it. We should revoke it. And in 1981, the United States Supreme Court upheld the Secretary of State's right to do that. So she could arbitrarily do that. And I think that may actually be a discussion. You mentioned a bipartisan support. Archer Davis of Alabama, Shelley Berkeley of Nevada, Adam Schiff of California, Adam Smith of Washington, they've all written letters. These are all Democrats. They've all written letters supporting Congressman Nolenberg's position. And, you know, I think it's interesting, Jay. Congressman Nolenberg sits on the subcommittee that is responsible for allocating these dollars. So if Jimmy Carter is thinking that this is just something that, he's trying to get some, you know, political points out of, that's absolutely not the case. He is one of the very few congressmen that controls these funding, these dollars, and he has a very real seat in the debate of revoking them.
Well, I'll tell you something, folks. This is exactly why the American Center for Law and Justice exists. You know, we talk about that we're working on a Supreme Court case right now. But Than Bennett, who's in our government affairs office, his office is in our D.C. office, which is across the street from the Supreme Court and across the street from the United States Senate office buildings and one block from the United States Capitol. So look, folks, we're there front and center for you on this. And we're going to fight on this issue. What Jimmy Carter's done is outrageous. It's wrong. Legally, we've got research, a lot of research being done on it right now. We'll be posting that as well. But you need to speak out. Your voice needs to be heard on this. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to the Carter Act. That's to revoke the funding of Jimmy Carter's center from federal government funding, $20 million worth. You can also go to aclj.org or just call us at 877-989-2255. And I hope everybody that's listening is going to be speaking out on this issue. We have some people that disagree with it. By the way, for you to really understand what's going on in the Middle East, I want to encourage you. We're opening up one more bus of people to come with me to Israel. So if you want to come, we're going to be taking some reservations this week. Let me give you the tour number for the Israel trip. We're leaving June 18th. You really want to be part of this because we're going to meet with all of these really well-known government leaders in Israel, some of the ones that would not meet with Jimmy Carter, by the way. If you want information about that trip to Israel, it's 800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Now, some people think that Jimmy Carter's doing okay. We want to hear from them as well. Omar's calling on line 5 from Maryland. Hi, Omar. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
All right. How's it going, everybody?
Very good. How can we help you, sir?
Well, only thing I want to say is, Hamas and this whole situation is just tragic. Now, the only thing that I'm thinking about is, what have we done to this point to stop the violence? People are still getting killed. There's nothing that's stop that with our current policy, correct?
Well, no, I think our current policy is trying to undergird the Fatah leadership, which is the moderate wing that was in control until, you got to remember this, Omar, Hamas was not in control of the Gaza Strip until they unauthorized and illegally took it over last June. Remember, they did that. The Israelis pulled out, and Hamas came in and took it over, which forced Fatah, which is Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, the current prime minister of the Palestinian territory, to relocate to and stay in the West Bank area, and they lost control of the Gaza Strip to Hamas. So the idea was you prop up, in a good way, the moderate factions, and you de-escalate what's going on here, but that's not what's happening. You've now got a former president negotiating with a group that has sworn to destroy Israel, has wreaked harm on the United States, and has caused harm to Christians in the region as well. So I don't see where anything that Jimmy Carter is doing on this really helps. I do understand your point that, motives may be one thing, but the reality is negotiating with Hamas is like negotiating with Hitler. You don't do it. You take action, and that's what needs to happen here. Folks, we got so many calls coming in. We're going to stay after and record another program. We'll air it at a later date. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Those lines, they're all jammed right now, but they'll clear up in a moment. So you go to your phones and call us at 1-800-684-3110. If you're on the line, stay on the line. Than and I are going to stay with you. We're going to record another program, and we will be taking calls. So 1-800-684-3110. Than, as we get ready to close this broadcast out, last comment. Your sense of the importance of getting people in contact with us so we can then get this moving forward, and then contacting your congressmen and senators as well.
Oh, absolutely, Jay. I think our members should do both. First of all, they should call their congressmen. They should express their support for Congressman Nolenberg's legislation. They should ask them to sign on as co-sponsors. Further, they should ask their members to send letters in support of it. They should also sign our petition, because you know what that does, Jay? That gives Drew and I the opportunity to go directly to these members and not just speak to them as Nathaniel Bennett or Drew Ryan, but to speak to them as representing their constituents. So by signing the petition, it'll give us access to speak directly with these members, and we can help them move the ball forward.
All right, folks, here's what you do as we close this broadcast out. If you're on the line, again, stay on the line. If you want to call us, lines are jammed now. They'll open up in a moment or two. 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, everybody that's listening to me, I need your help on this. We've got our legal team working on the legal issues. We've got our political and government affairs team working on this. But we need your support. As Than said, we've got to have numbers of people outraged. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. This is to sign a petition for the Carter Act to stop the federal funding, taxpayer dollars, going to Jimmy Carter's Carter Center. Also, aclj.org. Or you call right now, 877-989-2255. 2255. Call now.